That's the topic of this hour. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. Joined by Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending. If you've got a mortgage question or concern, or a lending question or concern, any topic about money, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. No stranger to the program. Harold, thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Romy. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. You bring a lot of energy and a lot of positive attitude and smiles to a very disgruntling topic to many people.
It's not the most interesting topic in the world, no. I suppose. It's, but it's money, and we all have to deal with it. So it's what we do. It's fun.
And you've got something that struck a nerve with you. It's got you fired up, and you said you've been fired up all week about it.
Yeah, the entire week, what we've run into in the office is we've had clients come to us and say, "Hey, I got this quote from another company. It seems like the rate's a little bit high. Can you take a look at it?" And what we have found is ridiculously high rates. And we're seeing people getting quoted for their mortgages where sometimes they're 0.5%, 0.75%, even a 0.5% higher in interest rate than they should have been. There are quotes that we've seen where, unfortunately, the consumer didn't know where the rates should have been. They didn't know what they would actually qualify for. And there are people out there that have taken advantage of that and tried to get them to close on interest rates that were just ridiculously outside of where the market is. And that got me fired up. It's disappointing to see that there are certain people, certain companies out there that overcharge. And so for us, we want to recommend to everybody, it's like, always get, just like you would with any contractor, with any bid that you're going to get on a job for anything, get a second opinion on your mortgage quote also, whether it's refinance or purchase. Get a second opinion. Make sure what you're getting is in line with where the rest of the market is.
How long would a second opinion take? I mean, what process-wise are we talking? Is this something that's going to take me an hour, a week?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
5 minutes on the phone. If you've already applied with another company, you know what your credit score is, you know what the particulars are of your transaction. Anybody, 5 minutes on the phone should be able to give you a fairly accurate quote. Now, obviously, we don't know all of the particulars at that point, and so it's dependent on qualifying.
Still some variables in there.
There are, but we have to verify everything. But if you give,
My word that I got a 790 credit score, Harold?
Well, I'll take your word for a quote, but I've got to pull a credit report at some point before we can close it. But if the information is accurate, we can do that over the phone. You can do it verbally. You can go to a website and put in the information and find out the same thing. And so it just takes a couple of minutes and at least see if you're in the ballpark, like in the right, at least in the right range where the rest of the market is.
And you were throwing out some percentages there that sounded pretty insignificant, but a quarter of a percent. I mean, that doesn't even sound like a $100 bill. There's not even pennies. You'd have to cut a penny into four pieces.
It's not on its own. A quarter percent doesn't seem like much, you take that over 15 years' time or over 30 years' time. Most of the mortgages are 30-year. But even for 15 years, it's tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars that you would pay over that time. And, month to month, you don't notice it as much of a difference. But over time, and especially in a 30-year mortgage, it's incredibly impactful.
Share the example we talked about off-air on that five-year difference on that 30-year mortgage versus a 25. It was a real live example of one of the cases you were talking about this week.
Yeah, we had a client come to one of our loan officers, and as the loan officer was looking at the rate that they got on their purchase just 6 months ago. So 6 months ago, the rate that this client should have gotten on their purchase was 3.25%. They qualified for it. It would have been fine. That's what the rates were back then. That client got 4.25% on their rate. So as we were looking at it, what we saw in that is that for the same payment, they could have had a 25-year loan instead of a 30. And so if they were staying in their home for the 30 years, that would have been $144,000 that they're paying when the loan should have been paid off already. Or you look at it, it was nearly $300 a month in the monthly payment that they were paying higher because of the difference in the interest rate. And
that's a new car payment.
Yeah.
Maybe not a Cadillac, but...
And that's the part that was frustrating to us, is that as we went through that person's application and their credit, and then even looking at what it would have looked like 6 months ago, we cannot find anything wrong with it. That's a person that unfortunately didn't shop their mortgage, and unfortunately ended up paying a higher rate. Luckily, that person had friends, though, that said, hey, maybe you should check this out. And so they'll end up refinancing it, and we'll get that fixed up.
And that can be, I mean, I'm grateful this client of yours did reach out. Admitting to yourself you've been taken advantage of or in a bad deal, people cannot want to admit that and have a tendency, if a hard, stubborn person, to not reach out and find out because they don't want to know that they're being taken advantage of, and just to save face may not say anything. I'm glad to hear this person did. Was it a local company that they were dealing with, or was this like a national?
It was a local company. It was a local company here in town. So that was a little frustrating.
Yeah, and that just for the whole industry as well, because that, you know, that just does nothing but give everyone a bad name. Off of what, I mean, we deal with it when there's a construction issue, you know, for that industry. It can give everyone a bad name and make everyone leery of everyone out there. But the good people are out there.
The good people are out there. And in any industry, there are going to be good ones, there are going to be bad ones. Always check, always shop, always get a second opinion. Even if it's, we will tell our clients that also. If they're not certain what we're offering is the best that's available for them, we encourage them to go get a second opinion. Go get a second quote. We're confident in our rates and we're confident in our fees and everything. And so occasionally what will happen is there might be somebody that's better. And if that's the case, we'll tell you that. That's okay. If we can't match it, or if our rates on the particular program aren't as good, that does happen. Not very often, but that does happen sometimes, and that's okay. But for the consumer, the best thing the consumer can do, especially with money, and something that you're contracted to for 15 or 30, 20 or 30 years, for that long a period of time, you want to be sure that you've done the best that you could do at that time.
What all different products do y'all have? I know you do home financing, refinancing, home loans. What else does a lending group offer?
Construction loans also. We have a renovation loan that you can use if you're, we just had one finish a couple of weeks ago where she's building an addition onto her house, basically doubling the square footage of her house. She liked her house, she liked her area, didn't want to go sell her house and buy a different house, but needed a larger house. So with the renovation loan, we can use the appraised value after, we can anticipate the appraised value after the addition is built and lend based on that. So she was able to finance her addition and get the equity from the future value of the addition that's built on. That's a fun one.
And a lot of applications for that. A growing family.
Yes.
You need an addition for the nursery, or you have two homes and six kids, or two bedrooms and six kids. Expand on a little wing. And like you said, if you're in a location you like, chances are the home next door is probably this pretty close to the same square foot. The way developments and subdivisions are built, homes don't vary a whole lot in a neighborhood. So if you're in one you like, it's not like you can just say, well, I'll just go move over to the next street where the homes are bigger. That's not always an option.
Right. And then and sometimes, so this is a very good tool for that. And then sometimes it's a much smaller project. Sometimes it's a pool or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, something that needs to be updated. And so it does not necessarily need to be as large as a room addition, but sometimes even the small stuff, and that can be financed too.
Or in this example, doubling the size of your home.
That's a big one. That one was a big one. That was a fun one.
So that's renovation loans, new construction loans. Are y'all seeing a lot of those right now?
Not a lot of the custom. It doesn't seem like there's as much of the custom new construction. There are a lot of regular builder new construction stuff. That's normal financing anyway. But so most of the construction that we're seeing is either remodel or addition, that kind of thing.
If you'd like to get your finance question answered, Harold Perkins is here at 1-888-767-4348. You can text to 411-923 or email questions to info@rosieonthehouse.com. We're here with you every Saturday morning.